Well, all the comments are submitted regarding the renewable fuel standard waiver request, with the EPA receiving comments from agricultural groups on both sides of the debate. Both the National Chicken and Pork Council submitted comments. They say prove in detail that the RFS is causing severe economic harm to the U.S. economy, citing data by three Purdue University economists that found that reducing the amount of ethanol blended into gasoline in 2013 would reduce corn prices by nearly 25%, or $2 a bushel. However, on the other side of the aisle, Growth Energy and the Renewable Fuels Association say the waiver requests are riddled with inaccuracies and misinformation, and cited other studies that suggest waiving the RFS would not have a major impact on corn prices, and in some instances could actually result in increased feed cost. Ethanol proponents fear that waiving the RFS would jeopardize future advancements and growth in the advanced biofuel sector. A decision on the waiver request is expected by November 11th. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.